Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. He holds the distinction of the only, he's the only segment I have now that still has recurring music. That's something. Joining me now, this is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. He's joining me from Chambers Custom. How goes it?
Good. How are you?
I've been having this thought because Joe sent me a picture of a piece that he's going to put on his lever gun, which is not a 1911, of course. But what else are you going to do to it besides that stock that you showed me, or is that it? Okay. That was a bad question to ask Joe, apparently, because we lost him as soon as I asked him that. I was just curious about this because he shared with me a picture of a stock that he's going to put on his one of his Henry's lever guns that he got the other day. And he shared that with me and was asking me if I was going to do it. I don't know if I'm going to do it or not. But I've done some other stuff already, so I wonder what he's going to do. Are we not getting Joe?
What's happening?
That was a bad question, huh? That was a horrible question. I'm sorry I asked that question.
I think we had a bad connection.
So anyway, you've got a stock coming from a company called Chisel Machinery, is that right?
Yeah, it should be here tomorrow, actually.
Now, this is a skeletonized stock. I know that's the rage with the lever guns, but are you going to do anything else besides that? To your Henrys? Did we lose Joe again? This is the drama of live radio. So, okay. Let's see. So, try him one more time, if you would be so kind. And I'm going to, while we wait on Joe, we'll see if we get Joe back. One of the things I do is I confront my awful thoughts. Everybody has awful thoughts.
And we're back.
So what's going on, man? What's going on in Nebraska way?
I don't know. The weather's beautiful, finally. You were asking about the Chisel stock.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it should be here tomorrow. And I'm going to disassemble it, along with the handguard that I got. I actually went a different route than you on the handguard. I was looking at all these different handguards. Excuse me. And Midwest Industries just came out with their new one that has the top rail down it, and it comes with backup iron sights.
Right.
And I was like, man, I really dig the way that looks. And then I saw that Steve had done his Marlin like that and had it painted like a blue colored. And so I reached out to Midwest, and Troy sent me one over to try. So I think I'm going to like it. I dig the way it looks. It's got a lot of adaptability on it, you know. So I'm going to take the stock part and send it over to a buddy of mine here locally that owes me a Cerakote job, and I'm going to have him Cerakote the stock and the handguard the same, and then I believe I'm going to put a 1-to-8 powered vortex on it. I think that's what I'm going with.
Well, now that's going to be a big lever gun.
Eh, not really.
And now your this is going to be your Henry's X, your 4570.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the thing recoils like an animal, so you need a little bit of weight on that thing.
Well, that's only because now you could go get the Ranger Point Precision Compensator, and it goes from kicking like an elephant gun to kicking like a 410 shotgun, literally.
Yeah, and I may get that muzzle brake just for when I don't want to shoot it suppressed. Because it's untamable without the suppressor on it.
Well, I mean,
it's terrible.
Yeah, I mean, but I mean the thump with that compensator, or I don't know if there's anybody else that makes a compensator. That's what I have on mine, so that's right. What I know about, and I don't know. I'm quite impressed with that particular piece, to be honest with you. The rest of it, like the handguard, the reason I like the handguard is I've got a quiver mounted to it.
Right.
I mean,
I'm going to have one of those. There's a company, you probably heard of them, called Hoptic, Hoptic.
Yes. Yes, sir.
And I'm going to order one of their mini quivers to go on the handguard, and probably one of their longbows to go on the stock. That'll give me a +8 capacity on the gun. I did see the other day that the handguard that you have, they have now come out with a V2 version.
And does it allow for the magazine to be accessed now?
Yep, sure does.
Well,
somebody was listening to the radio show.
Well, I mean, you know, not like I saw a video with Costa. I know that Fisher likes them. I saw what they did with their guns, but at the same time, I'm not taking a lever gunning gun. Well, I got it and I chopped 6 inches off the barrel and I did this and I did that. I'm gonna, you know, I'll get parts to put on it to make it better.
But yeah, I'm not chopping my barrel off.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be doing a lot of radical stuff to it to get it to where I want it to be. It's the one I have is, I think I have an 18-inch barrel. That's with a compensator on it, an 18-inch barrel, and that 4570. That probably is keeping the thump off of me. So,
I'm looking at a picture of the gun now of the Henry with the chiseled stock on it, and if you cut the barrel off any much at all, then in order to have it threaded for a comp or a suppressor, you've got to move the tube back, which is a real pain in the neck. And then you lose capacity.
Right.
Because not only do you have to move the tube back, but you have to cut the inner tube back and all this garbage, and it's a pain. I don't want to deal with that. So there's, you know, you could probably cut an inch off of it and rethread it, but what's the point of that? I mean, I don't see the point in cutting an inch off the barrel. These guns are a pain in the neck to set up in the lathe and do all that kind of work with, so I'm just like, pass. I'll just leave it full length and do the modifications. I am trying to decide, though, and maybe you have some input, I am trying to decide what color I'm going to go with the Cerakote for the stock and the fore end.
Hang on for me. We'll talk about that when we get back. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. We're talking lever guns right now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Joe Chambers, who's doing a little... He's finally getting around to working his lever gun, which... Let's tell that. So I got a lever gun, and I put a few parts on it, and I put a picture up, and Joe was sending me a message going, how much you want for it? I said, no, Joe, this one's mine. I get to keep it. So then, but at the time, you know, and nobody had any. So I did a little thinking, and I was like, surely Henry's would know where some would be, and I was just looking to do a dealer trade, and turned out that Henry's will sell to other dealers, and Joe was able to get with Henry's and get a, you know, and get him some lever guns. And how many? You got three. So which calibers did you get?
So I got Erica 3030, kind of the classic one.
Yeah.
And then I got me the Golden Boy 454, or 4570, rather.
Yeah.
And then I got the Henry X 4570.
So so this past weekend, I was at Black Mountain, North Carolina, and my bonsai trees that I have in the backyard, suddenly the birds are very interested in my bonsai trees. So I was looking for something that would move, right, when I'm not there. Like one of those things, not a wind vane, but one of those decorative things you get that spin or moves. And I saw this thing that I was going to buy. It looked like pounded aged copper.
Mm.
And when I pointed this out, because, you know, I don't see color, my wife seemed to be very stricken with that color. And I know a lot of guys have used like bronzing or burnt bronze looking coloring and everything, but I mean, like on a lever gun, can you imagine like an aged copper sort of finish to it?
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, especially a Cerakote one, which would probably last longer than aged copper would.
Yeah, more than likely, aged copper would turn green eventually.
Yeah. So you want it when that patina is where it needs to be, not where it's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be my suggestion, simply because I look at the, like one of the reasons that I'm sort of resistant to that chisel machinery buttstock is I think with my rail and my excess sight rail on top of it and the peephole sight, and with that particular compensator on the end of it, I think it is modernized enough. But at the same time, I want it to look like a lever gun.
Yeah.
Now, here's where the problem comes. See, I like the cyberpunk idea of, like, you know, we're out there in Mad Maxville, and we've had to find certain things. Like, we broke the stock off of our lever gun, and all we got now is... Oh, look, there's a framey thing. We're going to stick that to it because we can stick that on our shoulder. That's what that makes me think of when I see that chisel machinery thing. So I'm on the fence about it. I may be calling you up saying, make another deal, Joe, and send it to me.
You ain't breaking this stock.
Really?
No, this thing looks like bulletproof. You know, and one of the things that I like a lot about it is it has an adjustable cheek piece.
Right. Because yeah, it has a riser, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it has a riser on it, because if you put a dot or a scope on a lever gun, oftentimes the way the stocks are made, your cheek's too low on the stock to see through the scope, because they're specifically made for iron sights.
Right.
So this way I can put a scope on my gun so I can shoot out to, you know, 200 or 300 yards with it and poke some deer around here. And I can have proper cheek weld on this beast of a recoiling machine.
I'm telling you, go get the compensator, man. You won't believe the difference that will make. I mean, I resisted. I thought long and hard about this. I got very lucky when I found I didn't know it at the time, but when I found the rifle I found the last one in the state at that particular time. Nobody else had any. But I thought long and hard about that caliber.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to go with that caliber because, you know, it's that classic 45. It's a big, gigantic, you know. It'll kill a tyrannosaur. That's what I'm looking for in case one surfaces around here. Bigfoot, whatever happens, I've worn a rifle that's going to handle it. And that's why I settled with that. That's why I went for that. But at the same time, I'd seen lots of people shoot this thing.
Right.
And you look at them, they pull the trigger, and you're like, oh, wow, they just, three of their fillings just got loose.
Exactly.
And but then I saw more, Costa did it, and a bunch of other people were running the Ranger Point Comet. And they're just fanning that handle. They're just fanning that loop, just fanning it. They can just empty it just about as fast as they can run it. So if it's not pushing somebody as small as Costa around, it ain't going to mess with me.
No,
so that's
not.
You know, besides, why would you want to compensate, or not compensate, why would you want to suppress a 45-70? Do you know how much of a thump that makes?
Yeah, I do. That's why I want to suppress it.
It feels like a special effect out of Star Wars.
I have bad enough hearing as it is.
Well, I wear hearing protection. I'm not getting out there and shooting without hearing protection on. You wear hearing protection when you go outside and shoot, don't you?
Oh yeah, but when we're hunting, we don't always wear hearing protection.
Ah.
I mean, I've started wearing hearing protection more regularly now, hunting, because I got my kids with me and I have them wearing hearing protection, and so we have the electronic ears. But
it gives you the bionic hearing.
Yeah, gives you the bionic hearing.
Cool.
That way they can hear me snoring and they're not to wake me up.
Whatever. You know, whatever. It, one way or the other, it's a very good idea for hearing protection nowadays. My biggest problem with suppressors is I would have to go through the NFA. Not interested in that just yet.
Yeah.
Haven't got interested in it. It is what it is. For those of you interested in it, we're going to talk 1911s coming up in the very next segment. For those of you interested in that kind of thing, you need to go to chamberscustom.com. That is the home of the finest example of that platform out there. Chamberscustom.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The gunman behind the mass shooting at a Uvalde, Texas elementary school lingered outside the building for 12 minutes, firing shots before walking inside and barricading in a classroom where he killed 19 children and two teachers. That's according to South Texas DPS Director Victor Escalon, who says the suspect was eventually shot and killed 1 hour later after the reinforcements got to the school.
U.S. Border Patrol tactical teams arrived, but you also had a Zavala County deputy that made entry and killed the suspect.
The president and first lady set to visit Uvalde on Sunday. The Bidens will meet with community leaders, religious leaders, and the families of the victims. The Senate is beginning their 10-day holiday recess. This is USA Radio News. Weekly jobless claims are down. The Labor Department reports 210,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. That's 8,000 fewer than the previous week's total of 218,000. The biggest jumps in claims were Kentucky, California, Illinois, Ohio, and Florida. Former football running back Herschel Walker is now a Georgia GOP candidate for U.S. Senate, backed by former President Donald Trump. He tells Fox and Friends that he is confident and ready for the election.
The policies that they're doing right now doesn't seem to work for this country or for the state of Georgia.
Walker faces past allegations of domestic violence from his ex-wife and at least two other women. Walker acknowledged the allegations in a statement last year, saying he never broke the law and has taken accountability for his past. Walker's opponent, Raphael Warnock, also has domestic violence allegations in his past. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. I need to call them here shortly because I got a Chambers gun coming. Joining me now from Chambers Custom, provided the Nebraska Air mites have not taken his phone down again, is Joe Chambers. You still there with me?
I'm here.
So, I'm trying to decide. I'm going to have two holsters for this gun. I'm going to have a kydex and I'm going to have a leather. And so, when I start calling around tomorrow looking for holsters for this thing, I probably shouldn't do it tomorrow. Nobody's going to be there, are they?
Probably not.
Okay. Well, while I formulate, so this is just going to be a standard 1911 single stack with a light rail. That's what I need to be looking for, yeah?
Yep.
And an optic. It needs to have an optic cut, which I don't think too many people make guns now or make holsters that are not designed for optics. I mean, that. Do you think the dot has become a permanent fixture on pistols?
Well, I think there's still a place for irons, certainly. But I think that there are a lot more people going to a dot, especially once they shoot one and they realize the advantages.
Yeah, it's hard to go back once you've put one down, you know, had one and gone down range with it.
I would agree with that.
Now, what's going to be different about my Chambers 1911 that is inbound is that a long time ago when we were formulating this gun, and it wasn't that long ago, but a while back when we were formulating the gun, Joe asked me if I would be interested in it just being smooth on top, no backup sights at all. And I thought about that for a minute. And every chambers gun I've ever shot has been an optics gun. And I have always just associated chambers with it being an optics gun. And I just thought a minute and I was like, that sounds like an idea. The last two optics I installed, as a matter of fact, my Glock 34, right? It was a two-fold thing, but it had suppressor sights on the front. I took those off and replaced that so I would not see them. Because I've gotten so used to just seeing the dot. So I'm very interested to see how this is going to run. I'm sure it's going to be lovely. It's going to be a lovely pistol.
I think it's going to be pretty awesome.
Yeah, I think so too. I want to get a picture of Kevin with that gun. Maybe you and Kevin with that gun.
We can make that happen.
Yeah, I want to get a picture of that.
Probably do some video of us shooting it.
Yeah, do some video of shooting it and send me that video too, because that's got to be one of them things that I'm going to sit back and go, ooh. That's just my thing. That is just my thing. So, with the working man's gun, right? Would we characterize this as the basic setup for a chambers gun, or is the working man's gun, is it fairly malleable to where I could say, I want a working man's gun with pinstriping on the sides?
No, you can't get pinstriping on the WMG.
Can't be. Okay. So what are the limitations with the WMG?
So we have a list of options. Let me pull it up. There's a ton of different sighting options. You know, you can get a red dot, or you can get bearing adjustable rear sights, different configurations of front sights. If a guy wants one, gold line, gold bead, fiber optic. Then on the slide, you can have stippling on the top, which yours already has, all kinds of different cosmetic cuts on the top, whether it's ball cuts or Aztec or Arrow or whatever. Then you can have the same stuff on the frame, on the front strap, and the mainspring housing. And usually if we do something on the top, we match it on the front strap and mainspring housing. You can get a chin magwell, you know, if that's what you're into.
Right.
Different lengths of triggers. The standard WMG comes with a bushing barrel, traditional. On yours, you wanted a cone barrel, so Kevin's fitting up a cone barrel. So, you know, that's an option. Also, that we offer on some of them. You can have it matte finished like yours is going to be. Yours is going to have polished small parts, but you can have it polished if you want.
No, the polished small parts. I love that look.
Yeah, I think it's a cool look. You know,
it is
brings a bit of class to the gun, but at the same time, it's still a working man's gun. You know, it doesn't look like a full house custom.
Right.
So, yeah, there's two type pages of options a guy can add to it, you know, either before or after. And we've had, you know, a few clients that ordered a gun plain Jane out of the box just because they want to try it and run it and see how it goes. And then they send it back in and they get some options added to it. And we have guys that look at the list when Heidi sends it to them and gals and, go, yeah, I want A, B, C, D, E, F, G right out of the gate, which is great. It works out really good, you know.
The thing about, I follow a lot of people on YouTube, on Facebook, that are chambers guns owners. And people that own chamber guns, they take them out and they shoot them.
Oh, yeah.
They shoot them a lot. See, I have been purposely, one of the reasons I haven't shot mine in a minute is because I've been trying to conserve my 9mm ammo. But I've been sitting on 3,000 rounds of 45 ACP for a while in anticipation of this gun. So when this gun comes, well, we're gonna break that gentleman in. We're gonna run some rounds through that boy.
Right on.
That's going to be some fun stuff. We're going to take it out, shoot it fast, shoot it slow, zero it at 25 yards, all that other stuff. I'm going to practice so much with it, even though it's single stack, I may have to go, I need to carry, this needs to be the carry gun, because I have really, this is going to be taking me back. I haven't had a 45 ACP that I've been this excited about since I got issued my first Ithaca when I was in the Army.
Well, you're going to dig it.
I wish I could find. I would love to see you get one of those Ithacas. Have you ever gotten a hold of? Well, you know what? We don't. I will talk about this in the next little bit because I'd like to ask you about this because might be able to find one of those for a song. Now, for those of you that are interested in the process, you can follow Chambers Custom or Joe or Eric or Brandon. Does Kevin have any social media?
No. Kevin doesn't believe in social media.
Oh, okay. Well, you can follow Eric or Joe and Brandon to a degree on social media and watch their progress as they go through these products on Instagram. Joe, of course, has his Patreon, which is 1911 University. Everything else is Chambers Custom all the way across the board. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. It is 1911, the University of Joe Chambers, and I don't know if I've ever asked you about this before, but if I have, I'm still interested in it, and I forgot. So if I were to find a World War II era Ithaca, which is what I was issued when I was in the military as my backup gun for my M60, if I sent that to you, can you turn that into a viable modern gun? Can you make it, can you overcome the age and everything that's in it as far as some of the inner parts with replacing that? What can you do with something like that?
How much money do you have?
Oh, $1,006,000.
I mean, that's really the question.
Yeah.
Because the Ithacas are not cheap to begin with. Right. I mean, I'm looking at one right now in Gun Broker for $3,500 in relatively decent shape. You know, so
a World War II era of Ithaca is $3,500.
Yep. 1945. Here's a 40. Here's a 43 manufacturer in rough shape for $2,800.
Well, let's just say I brought you a gun that was a wreck. It was just old. What could you do with it? Does it all come down to money? Is that what it comes down to?
Yeah, right? I mean, it really comes down to money because that's what time is. And, you know, I mean, I did a Colt a couple of years ago for a client friend of mine. It was it started off as a hard chrome Colt, and I don't know, $8,500 later, it left here as a beautiful blued masterpiece. And like 200 hours worth of work. Because you have to weld the frame up and machine it to fit the slide and true the slide up so that it fits the frame. And the only pieces you keep on the whole gun are the slide and frame. Everything else goes in the parts bin. It gets 50 plus other parts brand new, including the barrel.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, it can be done. I don't do a lot of rebuilds anymore because, to be honest with you, I can build you a brand new gun for less money than it costs to rebuild one.
Really? So now that's something. And is that because do some of the parts to fit these older guns, do they actually have to be fabricated, modified, what?
No, but you figure, let's say you buy this ISCA, right? Off Gun Broker, the cheap one, that's $2,800.
Right.
Because there's no reason to buy a nice one and then totally customize it. So you buy the cheap one, it's all ratted out. So you got $2,800 with shipping, probably got $2,900. Then you got to ship it to me. Now you got $3,000 in it. And you're going to spend, you know, another $8,000 to $8,500 with me. We'll call it $9,000 by the time I ship it back to you. So now you've got $12,000 in this gun. That's a lot of money, man.
But does it shoot good?
Well, yeah, it shoots great.
Yeah, okay.
But, I mean, you can get a, you know, I can have one of the guys build a WMG that shoots better for a third of the cost.
So there's actually, so it is not the better idea to go and rebuild. It is better just to go with the new build and just go with that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, there are guys out there, you know, they go, well, I want a Colt that's been rebuilt by you. All right. I mean, it's the old Willie Nelson song. If you got the money, honey, I got the time.
Gotcha.
You know, but I don't ascribe any intrinsic value to having a Colt that's been rebuilt. I mean, I have a 1951 Colt. It's new in the box. I'll never do anything to it. I won't even shoot it. You know, because it's just an heirloom Colt. You don't find them new in the box anymore like that without paying a huge premium. So I don't ascribe any, you know, intrinsic value to that part of it. Now, if it's a super sentimental gun, and I've done these before where it's super sentimental and you want it, you know, completely upgraded on the inside, but you want it to look just like it was new from the factory on the outside, or maybe a little better.
Right.
Okay, cool. We can do that too. It's the same price. Because there's so many issues with it.
Hmm.
And I got away from...
Yeah?
I got away from tuning up guns, which I used to do a lot of, simply because I don't have time to tune up guns when I've got, you know, years of backlog to build brand new guns for this.
You are just you become a victim of your own proficiency.
Yeah, I mean I literally could open the books for tuning up guns and have enough work to keep me and all three guys busy every day of the week, 7 days a week, forever.
Right. Yeah.
You know, but it's not. Tuning up guns can be very frustrating work because you don't know what you're getting into until you get the gun here. And, you know, you get some guys who they don't have much of a budget, which is fine. I understand that. I've been there myself. And so you got to use the existing parts and you don't know how good of those parts are until you start working on them. And then what if one of the parts is no good and it's not compatible after you modify it? It turns into it's like a snowball.
Right.
Rolling down the hill, and it's no fun when you have to call somebody and say, hey, look, you know, your barrel's no good, your hammer, sear disconnector's no good, you're going to owe me X amount more dollars, and they have a budget that they have to stick to. That's not fun.
Nope.
For them or you.
I get that. I understand that. But at the same time, it is interesting. It's interesting to ask the question sometimes. If only because, at first glimpse, I would have thought that would have been an inexpensive way to get one done. But I guess it's a little bit like restoring a, you know, going frame off and restoring a car, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Exact same philosophy. You know, you can go buy... That's the crazy thing about cars and guns to some extent. Not so much in guns, but in cars for sure.
Yeah.
You know, let's say you like a 57 Chevy Bel Air two-door. Well, you can go buy one of those completely restored and beautiful and ready to drive on the street for less than $50,000.
Right.
Easy. Easy day. Easy day. Less than 50,000. I've seen them around here for 20, 25 grand. But it costs the guy 100,000 to restore the thing. It's insane. So, yeah, I just, when people come to me with that stuff, I'm like, you know, look, I mean, yeah, we can do it, but, man, I really wouldn't. I wouldn't do that.
You know, I was, the other day I watched Urban Cowboy, and in that movie, Travolta is driving, I think, a Ford F-100. And, I mean, his is pretty nice. I never thought that the first time I watched it, but now that I'm a pickup truck driver, I looked at that truck and I was like, I wouldn't mind having that pickup truck. And I imagine projects like that, you better be everything else better be paid for just because you got to restore the old thing, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm building a motor right now for the truck that I'm building, and I could buy a crate motor for $3,500, but I chose to rebuild it because I want it built the way I want it built.
Right.
I'd probably be in the thing $5,000 for the stupid motor.
Yep.
It's ridiculous, you know, but it's the way I wanted it.
I understand. Well, we have run out of time. I do appreciate you reconnecting as many times as you had to with whatever gremlin was happening, and I look forward to talking next week.
All right, my friend. Have a good one.
You as well. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com.